Yo, fam, if you know someone looking for a speaker around mental and emotional health care, addiction recovery, drug and alcohol prevention, let your boy know. You can find me at kprestonmoore.com or anywhere on social. And as you know, my wife, Sarah, she does Full of Herself membership, or the Pump It Up membership, where she meets every week. She does pump up sessions, mini retreats, group coaching. Check her out at moresoulsessions.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, soulsessions.com, or more.soul.sessions on Instagram. Holler at your boy. What up, family? Your problem is not mental health, mental illness, addiction, your relationship, your job, the healthcare system, insurance, criminal justice, the school systems. Your issue is not any of that. It is, how do you handle your emotions when you get squeezed? ACA and John Bradshaw talks about emotional dysfunction. In AA, they actually talk about emotional sobriety. Once you get sober, the focus should now be on emotional sobriety, handling your emotions in a responsible and productive way. In counseling and therapy, we call it cognitive behavioral therapy, or strategy, how to navigate your emotions. What is the word as I'm thinking about it? It's coping skills, right? In school, they call it social emotional learning. I talk about this because in most of the keynotes and workshops that I give, so many people think the problem is mental health and addiction. I argue that is the symptom of a greater issue. And the issue is much deeper than how you or I or your child or your friend handle their emotions. It's systemic, which means it goes all throughout the systems that we use in our day-to-day in our day-to-day life: school, healthcare, criminal justice, workplace. And it's also within the family, the family system. A lot of this comes from family history. We can get into genetics and epigenetics and behaviors, but no one is going to save you from these issues. Mel Robbins had just posted something on her Instagram, which I love. Is she basically says no one's coming to save you. No one's coming to do it for you. No one's coming to show you the way. No, a mentor, a guru is not going to come swoop down. And this is talking about me. I've always had this dream that some guru or mentor is going to swoop down and say, "Oh my God, you have such potential. Let me train you, my son." Right? No one is coming to do it for you. And on one hand, this can be scary, right? This can be, especially when we're talking about kids, you know, that are, you know, they need people to protect them. But when I finally accept that no one is coming to fix or change in my relationship, the way that shows up is my wife is not going to change who she is. My wife is not going to do things differently so I can feel better. That goes both ways. You know, when we get into these arguments around, if you would have just said it this way, or if you wouldn't be, you know, so worried or so stressed out, then I wouldn't, right? We had an issue with our kids. I let our kids and the neighbor's kids go off with this other group of kids from school, and a couple got left, and there was, you know, crying and scared and whatever. And I'm going, dang, man, I kind of messed that up. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, if those older kids wouldn't have left, everything would have been totally fine. But the truth is that I have to take responsibility for me. I have to take responsibility for my healthcare. I have to take responsibility for my relationship. And when I do that, it is absolutely not easy, but at least I have a chance, and I'm not putting myself into, let's say, victimhood or position to be victimized, shall I say, or to be perceived as a victim, right? Because I like to do that. I like to blame you for my issues. I don't like to take full responsibility for my issues. I just finished a book, Jocko's book. It's called not Radical Responsibility, Extreme Responsibility. I can't even remember it. But he's talking about no matter what happens on the battlefield, no matter what happens to your team, the leader is always at fault, right? And that's the same thing in marriage. That's the same thing in life. That's the same thing in parenting. That's the same thing in business. Is if I continue to think that the problem is you and them and they, I don't have to take responsibility for what's going on. And I think so many people stay in this perpetual state of blame. And it, I think it's subconscious. I do not think that they're intentionally going, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to totally shuck responsibility because I don't want to do anything about it, or I want to stay stuck. They don't think that way. They 100% believe that the issue is someone else and that they are stuck and there's nothing that they can do about it. So what they need to do is accept what's going on. But I'll just speak from experience. But when I am there, I just feel so defeated, powerless, unsatiated, lacking purpose. But when I take full responsibility, magically, things start to get better. But it usually takes quite a while. The way I do that is prayer, meditation, journal, workout, constantly showing up for meetings and events and things that are going to push me, constantly bombarding myself with books and podcasts and speakers, even if I'm not acting on what they're saying, right? In other words, I still procrastinate. I still shuck responsibility. I still blame. But when I have a constant barrage of that, I have a better shot of doing it more. And I always kind of think to myself that, you know, I'm far from perfect, right? I love quoting this lady from this podcast. She was a parenting expert and a doctor in psychology. And she said, I study this stuff. I teach this stuff. And I fail at it 70% of the time. And I just think to myself, how often would I fail and how miserable would my relationships be if I didn't continue to do this stuff? You know, my wife can easily said, you screw up this, you screw up that. My son will be like, you screw this up, you screw that up. And yes, right? Plenty your boy screws up. But how much would I be screwing up if I didn't constantly be peppering myself with this information? That's one of the reasons I like talking to you about it. This is why I like teaching it. I teach what I need the most. So here's what I ask you. What areas could you take more responsibility for your part? In what areas, what relationships, what circles could you take much more responsibility for how things are progressing? Even if there are weak links in the chain or someone else is causing a ruckus in the family, how could you take responsibility and what could you do about it, right? What, it's not just a matter of knowing, because knowledge in itself is not a solution. Knowing and admitting there's an issue is just the first part. But what could you do to start moving in the direction that is going to change how you are in your relationships? I'm thinking about you. I love you. If you listen on Spotify, I'd love for any questions or comments to go in the Q&A section. That's really cool. You can also hit me up on Facebook. I'm pretty much K Preston Moore everywhere. You can find information about my speaking at kprestonmoore.com. And I'm on all the platforms, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Holler at your boy. I love you.